It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ozone on the Front Range is expected to reach unhealthy levels today for sensitive people or those with underlying health issues. State health officials say ozone could settle in from Douglas County north to Larimer and Weld counties and cover Metro Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Greeley. AAA Colorado has a partnership with a hydrogen fuel company that could help bring cleaner cars to the state. They plan to add a handful of hydrogen-powered vehicles like tow trucks and emergency rescue cars to its fleet. AAA's Skyler McKinley says New Day Hydrogen will provide the fuel.
For our trucks, for other fleet users, and eventually the general public, so that hydrogen fuel can get a toehold in Colorado and kind of add to the decarbonization mix when it comes to transportation.
Fueling up a hydrogen-powered vehicle takes much less time than charging a battery electric car, but hydrogen's relatively high cost is one reason it's not yet widely available. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters could be removed from overseeing this fall's vote. Peters is under criminal investigation for compromising election security. Colorado's Secretary of State is suing to bar Peters from this fall's election. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The allegations are that Tina Peters let an unauthorized person into a secure area to take pictures of hardware and passwords before and after an annual system upgrade, and allowed that person to watch the upgrade. Tina Peters has said she thinks something didn't seem right about the 2020 election. So it appears she's trying to uncover fraud. There isn't evidence of widespread election fraud.
At CPR's Benta Berkland. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has found two black bear cubs they've been searching for since late May. The agency asked the public for help finding the cubs. Their mother was killed after she attacked a man in Steamboat Springs. The cubs are going to a rehab center where they will hibernate through the winter. They'll be re-released into the wild next spring. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.